Well, no, anybody can get dunked on if you try to like jump and defend them.
No, Chris, you cannot get dunked on. Yet there has to be a meeting at the rim, a rim that you cannot jump to.
I disagree. I get what you're pointing.
You're in bed with a bad back.
I can't touch the rim. Like, if that's the joke you're going for, I can't touch the rim.
Well, none of us can.
I can most certainly get dunked on without touching the rim.
I would say Tony's the only one who has it. Well, Tony and Mike have a chance to touch the rim.
Exactly. You don't have to jump up in the air to be dunked.
What about Billy? Why are you excluding Billy? Why do you think that Billy and Roy?
Billy could dunk, I think.
That's my role here. Yeah.
Billy, you could probably touch a rim, no?
I'm not certain Billy could touch a rim. I mean,
he was a track and field star.
He was a pole vaulter.
Yeah, but listen, I respect what Billy did, but he used a prop to get himself over that bar.
Billy just gave you like an evil grin of like, I can definitely touch
a
rim.
He could have definitely. Any pole jumper could dunk, I think.
Roy, can you touch a rim? Because you're in your mid-40s now.
Yeah, absolutely. I could touch a rim.
Poor Roy.
Oh, but I mean, it's what do you mean, poor Roy? Like, Roy is the old soul of the show. Roy knows 70s television. I think it's fair to ask the question on the poll. Does someone who knows 70s television, can they touch a rim?
Listen, Dan, I haven't lost my hops. I just lost my speed. That's all it is.
Okay, very good.
Although I played basketball against you. I can see why you're a hockey guy.
I play defense.
Oh, wow.
And when somebody gets fouled, they stay fouled.
Rodman. Oh, wow. Yeah, the worm.
Wow. So you're a scrappy defender. Roy, I cannot think of much more pathetic in the realm of talking about what kind of athlete you are than when someone says, tell me about your basketball skills, and you say, I'm a scrappy defender. That is not a good defense in any pickup game I've ever seen.
Listen, I could set screens too, Dan.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And nice.
Doubling down.
Yes.
Glue guy.
Do we need to put the sponsor in here for the polls?
That's not how the on-air sponsor works, so we have to kick that can down the road.
We'll
can't
do it tomorrow. Right?
You can do
Yeah,
we're
going to do it tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Wait, so Billy, have we established whether or not Billy can touch the rim?
He definitely can. Go ahead, Billy.
Okay, I stand corrected then.
You know. Maybe I can, maybe I can't.
He can.
Really?
He's being modest.
Like 6'2". Aren't you 6'2", Billy? How tall are you?
I don't know. I'm 6'. Yeah, around there, maybe.
You don't know your height?
I can understand maybe being modest about being able to dunk, but being modest about the height?
Right.
I mean, I was a short person my whole life, so like, I don't want to walk around and say I'm this height, and then someone looks at me like, you're not that height, so I just don't talk about my height. Okay. Is that weird?
I've never met somebody like, just like, I don't want to tell you how tall I am.
It's usually fine. Lie and say I'm shorter than I am, if I'm going to be honest with you, which is strange, because most people lie up on height, and I lie down. I'm like, I'm like, 5'10", maybe.
Yeah, but you're reasonably sized. Like, I'm a short person, so I'm lying about my size all the time. I mean, you know, I'm 5'8", but I tell people I'm 5'10".
Billy, there are arguments happening in your head over your height? Like,
they've been settled. The arguments are done now. We've kind of reached the, agreement in my head of what we're going to do.
Okay, and it is unusual, though. You would agree, right? Telling people that you're smaller than you are, and 5'10", when you're 6'2", like, you're just leaving a web of lies for no reason that I can discern.
Well, because everybody usually lies up, right? And then you're the fraud that's lying about how tall you are, right? So I'd rather, if I'm going to lie about my height, I'd rather lay down and then have people say, or lie down and have people say, oh, you're taller than I thought, instead of, this guy's not 6'4", this guy's not 6'3". You know what I mean? What do I get out of lying about my height, really?
Right. Lies should be used to benefit you. I mean,
you're doing it all wrong, says the liar.
Or like, to get you out of
like,
something.
Now, Stugatz has parlayed all of his lying. This is crazy. I'm wondering how you guys experience this. How do you guys experience, Chris, because you had this giant smile on your face, how do you experience Stugatz showing up looking like a bum on ESPN gambling show, like with a dirty hat and a beard and a bad camera angle and the graphic started 2 pools, 0-14? Like, I saw the smile on your face. Evidently, did you catch this live or were you watching somebody? Did someone send you a clip, Chris?
I did not see it live, but I saw clips and I was proud. I was instantly proud. I texted Stugatz, you're the king. Like, no, like, he owned that appearance. He's like, I'll wear what I want and how I want. And I sound great. I'm Stugatz. I crushed it.
I think there's 2 ways to go when you're going to be a gambling expert on a gambling show, right? There's the way that you go where you look kind of like Stu Gotch. You're like, ah, you know, like I'm down in the dirt. I'm the grimy gambling guy.
Right.
And then there's the gambling person that wears lots of like jewelry, like gold and turquoise and stuff like that. Yeah. It's one or the other. So you're glad, Stu Gotch, that you took the route that you took.
You're right. Dressed to the nines guy, right? Like, he's got the suit on, got a Versace. He's got, you know, all the jewelry on with money that went from gambling. You're totally right about that, Billy. There are two ways to go. I chose my way. The lazy way. The dirty way. The grungy way. The 0-16 way.
Are you going to make more appearances there?
Weekly, I think.
Weekly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need a name. Thing. I need a name. I need a name. Like, besides Stugatz, like, I need like a gambling name.
Stugatz sounds
name.
Pretty gambling.
Like a Wayne Root. Like, like that guy. I need something
This is one of those times that the answer is right under your nose. Stugatz is pretty spot on for a gambling show.
All right.
Especially if you don't, if you have zero frame of reference for who Stugatz is, and you're just tuning into the Daily Wager because you love gambling. You have a perfect name as a gambling go-to guy under the guise of Fade Me, right? That's how they brought you in.
Right.
Just fade this guy, and that's how you're a gambling expert. Now, I only saw clips on social media, so I have no idea what like the meat of your segment was. Were they actually asking you for advice?
No, they were. Well, yes. I mean, at the end, they were.
Why in God's name would they do that?
Well, because I had an historical season, in case you forgot, okay? I was really good at picking NFL games last year. I actually had a pretty decent college record as well. They were asking me about the Heat.
You had a decent college record?
Yeah, I did.
What
I
did you do
back.
In bowl games?
Oh, I was historically bad.
Did you pitch this to them? Because like remember you start and you're like, oh no, guys, I started 16-0 last week, but Lorenzo, he didn't have the thing recording, so really my record is 27-1-0.
Bill,
and it's like, what?
This all happened when we went to Bristol. Dan was out for 6 weeks. I didn't ask for any of it. That whole period, okay?
6 months felt like.
It did. We went up to Bristol and I saw Doug Kazarian multiple times, as did you. Okay. And Doug Kazarian really wanted me to be a part of Daily Wager. And so he said, we're getting these new studios in Vegas next year and I would like you to be a part of the show. And I finally became a part of the show, a weekly part of the show. This is all Doug's doing, and I'm very grateful and thankful that he did it. But no one has a better gig at ESPN than Kazarian. I mean, the guy lives in Vegas with a brand new studio.
Guys, I feel like your lane might be every week come up with like an obscure prop, like right, like just like some random prop. And if you can go on a streak of that being the wacky prop guy.
So I'm going to do my dartboard pick of the week, okay? Because everyone says like gamblers, they throw in darts. And so I'm going to put all the teams on a dartboard and throw darts. Whichever team the dart lands on is the team I take that week.
Ooh. I have an idea for you, Stugatz. You know what you should do later in the season, just because it's gambling and it's Vegas? You should get a roulette wheel and you should put all the teams in the roulette wheel and just spin the ball and then see who you pick for the week.
I like that.
Or wait, what about before, like they ask, let's say they say Jets, Colts, plus 10, who you got? And you roll a dice. So it really doesn't matter. Like the dice lands on 3 and you're like, I like the Colts. Like your thing should just be always rolling a dice, even though it doesn't really matter what the dice lands
on. It's a roll of the dice. Yeah.
You definitely need a thing other than your current thing, which is inexplicably doing a camera hit from under your chin. You gotta change that camera angle.
I like that.
Not doing yourself any favors.
It makes me look
angle.
Fat. I mean, whatever.
You're right under your chin. You can't do that. Just can you put it's on your computer, right?
I did it off my phone.
Oh, you did it off your phone?
Yeah.
Why would you do this to yourself? Put the phone higher.
I don't know how to use FaceTime off my computer.
No, just put the phone higher.
It
looks slimmer.
Well, they asked me because you're right. She made the point, hey, get that thing eye level. And I got as close to eye level as I could. I said, how do I get it eye level? She said, do you have any books? I said, well, I just, there you go. I said, I have 3, and this is as high as it goes. I have to buy more books.
Yeah. Green Eggs and Ham, not a very wide book.
What do you guys think tonight? Heat game, big heat, big game. Jimmy Butler, come on. Big game Butler.
Predictions around the horn? Billy usually.
I would tell you this, if Billy wants to do predictions, that's fine. Jimmy Butler has to come out and have a big game tonight. Well, he has to. And if
what's
he does
the
it, then
spread? That's your prediction. Anybody know the spread? What's the spread?
It's been hovering around 3 here. Let me see. Mm. Something tells me the Heat aren't going to get any respect on the home court. Keep in mind, Tony Brothers and Scott Foster are your officials today, along with Trey Maddux.
Oh, God, no.
Isn't Scott Foster good for favorites? I guess it's different.
Well, yeah, Scott Foster's whole thing was...
No, the Celtics are favored.
Scott Foster's reputed thing was, if you're a home team and Scott Foster's coming to town, take the road.
Right, you win.
The line opened...
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. It was the opposite.
Yeah, the line opened at 2.5. Yeah, he likes to take a home crowd out of it. And also, Tony Brothers has that reputation. Line opened at 2.5. It is now ballooned up to 3.5. People are taking the Celtics. Mm.
What time does this game start at?
It is an 8:30 tip, which means
9:50.
Late night on the Twitch.
A little late. Well, how late? I mean, do we have to stay the whole game?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Thinking halftime. I'm not going to be sleeping.
What, are you going to complain about traffic?
No, but I'm old. I'm going to complain about old age. I'm going to be sleeping. Yeah. I mean, 8:30 start. That means halftime's when, Bill? Like 9:40?
Oh, Stu Gotch, you're a night owl. Who are you kidding?
Nah, come on. I've
got you up to like 2 a.m. every night.
I'm not. I'm really. I used to be, but I'm not.
You think that game's starting at 8:30? That's cute. Game's going to start close to 9:05.
Why do you say
and then
that?
After that?
Why is it going to start 35 minutes after?
It's a great question. I've never quite understood it, but that's always what happens. You're just sitting around and you're like, are we going to get this going? What's happening here?
It's what soccer has figured out best, man. It's a 10 a.m. start. They are right at 10 a.m. That ball kicks off.
And the game's over by noon. Right.
Best thing about soccer. Yep.